right, WGMU, you're listening live to WGMUradio.com and Mason Cable Channel 8.2. I'm currently here with Vinny Laverses, originally from Venezuela, currently Miami-based, and Kate is also here, my assistant and like lit friend, yes. So let's introduce you guys. What are your names? What instrument do you play?
Hello, my name is Rodrigo, and I play guitar and vocals in Vinny Laverses.
My name is Alberto, and I play guitars.
Hey, I'm Mangan. I do the dancing and drums.
The dancing. I'm JV, and I play the bass guitars.
And keys.
He also plays keys sometimes. Yeah.
Perfect. All right, so let's get started with some of our questions that we got going. So this last album is your debut album in English, and your previous three albums were in Spanish?
Yes.
Why the switch? Why did you decide to have this album in English? Was there like a concept behind that?
Well, basically our story is we started out in Venezuela as a rock and roll band, and we got to record three albums back home. Our first album really was our breakout album. We really got to become a serious band in the Venezuelan rock and roll scene. And then the second album was nominated for Latin Grammy, which was a huge deal for us. It still is. And then the third album was also nominated so we really got to grow a lot as musicians in Venezuela and as a band, as a local band. But it definitely got to a point where we felt we had reached the roof of where we could get the band in that circumstance. And it sort of felt like a big fish, little pond syndrome. Yep. And we knew that the world was much bigger than just Venezuela, obviously, and we wanted to test our own limits. So Albert came into the band a couple of years back, and we started composing. Albert is a guitarist, and we started composing some songs in English for a side project, and that eventually evolved into, hey, when I was going back to record Vinilo's fourth album, we were like, hey man, why don't we just go all in and try to record an album in English and do something that no other indie band in Spanish had ever done. We had seen some like funk bands do it in a very tropicalized way with an accent, but no band had really tried to do a rock and roll album in English, well made and with good resources to pull it off. And I guess we felt that we had the capacity to do it, and it just felt like the riskiest and most and the coolest decision. I don't know. It felt like we didn't want to become complacent after the third album, and we never want to stay in our comfort zone. So making this fourth album felt like the right decision in terms of, well, what's the next step for us? Are we going to stay here in Venezuela forever and just be a local band, or are we going to really try and play the big leagues and do an album in English? And that's how it came about, basically.
Right. I mean, it's a huge departure from your old music. It's wonderful. It sounds great.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It means a lot. Thank you.
It is dope. So we heard that it's kind of a departure from what you were doing. It was a risk. What was the inspiration behind some of the tracks? Was there like just in general a concept behind the album? Like, were you moving towards a goal, a certain theme?
Well, yeah, I guess when we were composing, it was a lot about taking all of our influences and compressing them into an album. We have this idea of trying to do the impossible and put Rage Against the Machine, our influences from Rage Against the Machine, and our influences from the Beatles and Frank Sinatra and all these things that really don't go together, and put them in a blender and see what happens. And that's what came out of this album. And theme wise, I guess a lot of the lyrics talk about love, but also they talk about our circumstance as aliens in a new country. And that's what the album is called, Days of Exile. There's a lot of very self-conscious about the fact that we are immigrant artists, right, and that we're away from home. And that's a general theme in the album.
I also think that we, on this album, JV got into the synthesizers and the keys, which is a kind of a new dynamic and a new instrument in the whole ensemble. And that also like gave us, because if you listen to the album, we actually compose it as a vinyl, as a record, and that's our first time we press a vinyl. Yep. And so that you can listen to the album like from the start to the end, and it's like a whole experience, you know. And I think we use like the Moog to be like that connector between, you know, like tracks and everything. And JB, that's why he was like, I play bass, and I'm like, no, you do keys also, bro. You'll see why on the show. But I think it's important also, you know, like getting new instruments on the whole sound, and that evolved into, I think, more of a dancey indie rock and roll album. Now that's Days of Exile.
Exactly. Yeah, we didn't want to only evolve lyrically; we wanted to evolve musically, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Beyond that, kind of moving towards your creative process, do the lyrics or the music come first? I know that's a really cliche question, but...
Usually the music, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
It's like that's what the music... The music is generally the guiding Because, I don't know, when you intellectualize too much, like, you kind of lose the spirit of what you're doing. So it's, I guess, easier, more natural for us to just go with the music, which is less subjective, and then kind of, like, layer some intellectuality on top of that.
Right. We can even, like, go the music and the melody together, but yep. Then the words will come afterwards, you know?
So there's no, like, certain process you follow for the songs? You just kind of let them come to you?
Yeah, I guess we just hum away. We look like idiots when we're trying to get lyrics out. We're just la, 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 la. And then we try to think of melodies and beautiful words. We try to find a theme for a song and then go down that rabbit hole and try to take out the song from under the ground. I don't know. It's a weird process.
Very cool. No, and then kind of listening through the album as a whole, listening to it like kind of like a story, we see that the songs kind of transcend multiple genres. There's a lot going on in the best way possible. You know, you listen to songs like Hey Mama, which are a little bit more laid back, a little bit more country. And then you hear songs like So Many Stars, which are kind of more glam rock, kind of Queens of the Stone Age-y. Through that, was there a purpose to try different genres, or were you just, you know, trying different things?
Absolutely, yeah. I think we were definitely conscious of all of our influences and right. wanting to, like, showcase what kind of music is really important to us. And that goes all the way from, like we were saying before, like, Hey Mama,
yep.
which is also known as the Bill Murray song. We dreamed that someday we're going to sing it with Bill Murray.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We tried to get him for the video, but he wouldn't answer. I guess we want to showcase our love for music. And when we decided to do this album, it really came about as an homage to American music and music from the UK that has always been a huge influence to us. And I don't know, that's such a huge thing to say, but because there's so much music from those two places. But we really wanted to encase as much as we could into this album. And especially because it's the first album in English, so it felt like a white canvas for us to really start from scratch and be a new band again. And we asked ourselves consciously, like, if we could start all over again, what would we put in our album? And we tried to have that dynamic of just looking at this as our first album.
Very cool.
And having that debut magic around it.